another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. And today's guest is Megan Fucciarelli. And that's like, it just goes right off the tongue there. But she is the Chief Empowerment Officer, CEO, and visionary leader behind, now let me get this right, Us Squared Consulting. With a rich background as an educator and a superintendent, Megan has dedicated her career to tackling complex social justice issues and enhancing educational institutions with an emphasis on equality and inclusion. Her expertise lies in building successful partnerships aimed at creating equitable and inclusive learning environments. And her mission really just transcends personal achievements, focusing on guiding others through these transformational journeys to achieve success through the pillars of social justice, diversity, and inclusion. She invites us to collaborate in crafting spaces where everyone feels recognized, listened to, and valued. Please help me welcome Megan to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you, Megan?
I'm doing great, Shay. How are you today?
Lovely, lovely. So this is a little bit of a different topic than, you know, like our normal kind of business, marketing, sales. How do we grow? We're looking at social justice. We're looking at education. Why is that something that we as business owners, entrepreneurs, looking to jump into that space, why is that something that we even want to look at in the first place?
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about marketing and impact and really the whole component of what you emphasize within your podcast and within Grace and Ease Productions is about making sure that everyone is successful in their own right. And in order to be successful, we need to understand how people perceive us in the world. And when we're looking at those perceptions, the number one thing that comes in are what we call biases. And that is one of the biggest components that we talk about within Us Squared and then myself as a speaker on stages is talking about how our biases impact how we communicate with others and ultimately how that is perceived by society, whether it's the clients we serve, our colleagues, or anyone in our family or in our environments. So it's really about understanding what those biases can do to our marketing, to our bottom line, and also to our company as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally true. You know, we come in with our own rosy colored glasses and then we're wanting to support our clients or, you know, do joint venture partnerships or something. And those come up without us even knowing about it. So if somebody's like, oh, this is something that wasn't even on my radar, but now tell me more. Like, what do I need to be aware of? What does this look like? What can I do to even start changing it or be conscious and aware of it in the first place?
Yeah. And I love that you ended that piece of just being aware of it, right? So what we talk about within this idea of bias is we first humanize the concept of bias. We all have biases, and it's not something that we explicitly taught ourselves or that we have embedded within ourselves. It's something that society has embedded within us. So what's really interesting is all of our implicit biases or our first thoughts are cemented by the age of 12. Now, I didn't look at your analytics, but I would venture to think that most people listening right now are over the age of 12. Yeah. So if everyone listening is over the age of 12, then we have to be able to release the guilt and the shame that might be associated with acknowledging the biases that we hold. It's not real comfortable when we say, oh my gosh, I have a bias toward or against a certain group. But what we need to do is acknowledge that that's there, humanize that it was embedded at a very early age. There's five ways it was embedded. The main one is education. So think about your schooling up until the age of 12. What were you taught? And more importantly, what were you not taught? Right. I mean, a clear example of that is just in recent years, many people in the last 6 to 8 years have just started to even know that Juneteenth was a thing.
Yeah.
But if we think about it, we were taught 4th of July here in the US. We were taught about 4th of July from a very early age. So why weren't we taught about Juneteenth at a very early age?
True.
So, right? And those are things that we can't control. We don't, at the age of 12, we don't tell our teachers what to teach us. And it's also not the fault of our teachers, because many of our teachers didn't even know about Juneteenth. Again, no fault, but once we acknowledge that it's there, we need to take steps to overcome it. And the same thing is true for business owners. We can't be expected to know everything about everyone we serve. However, once we find out about either a bias and how it's impacting someone we're working with, or maybe a client or a sector that we're totally ignoring because we just weren't aware of the need, we have to be able to take steps to overcome that. And that's where it becomes our responsibility. That's where the empowerment comes in as business owners, is we're not going to know everything. But once we find out something that we didn't know yesterday, it's our responsibility as adults to do something about that so that tomorrow we're not learning the same thing that we just learned today.
So give us maybe like a concrete kind of example, a case study, so to speak, of how this is showing up in people's worlds, in their life and in their business. And then how do we start looking at changing and shifting it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to share a story that maybe some people can relate to. So maybe you're having a really great conversation, and I'm going to say with a client, you're having an introductory, maybe a discovery call. Great conversation. Things are going really well. There's back and forth conversation. And in the middle of the conversation, you can see the person's face just change. And you can tell that they just want to get off the call. And you don't know what happened. You're like, what? I thought it was going well. And then when you go back and you look at the recording, or you look at maybe taking some notes, you realize that you used a microaggression. So I'll give you an example of a microaggression. Maybe you're speaking, maybe you are a male and you're speaking to a female, and you say something like, well, I mean, how do you balance out work and home? Because as women, we get that question quite a bit. I will say for myself, when someone asks me that question, I'm like, if I presented as a male, would you ask me that same question? I will turn off. And as business owners, we'll say things not knowing the impact that we have, but we've all had the open mouth, insert foot moments.
Right.
We've all had the conversations that take a hard left in the middle, and you don't even know why most of the time. And what we do is we help people realize what those moments might be before they're said, so that you don't have to try and recover from it. Instead, you know what situations, what comments to be cognizant of so that you don't make those mistakes. And then we also work with our clients, if they've made that mistake, if they've said something that has offended someone, how to heal and repair that relationship, so that it doesn't negatively impact you moving forward. Because we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to say things that might hit someone wrong. And it's up to us to try and figure out how we can do less of that as possible. And then it's up to us as listeners to offer grace and compassion in the work that we're doing.
So would you say the biggest step, or one of the number one steps, would be the awareness piece of like what is actually, you know, possibly considered as a microaggression, or what are some of the phrases that people tend to, like, then, like you said, kind of step back and their face change, and like, I'm sure you guys have like a list.
So we follow a three-step process. The first step is that awareness, like you said, and it's the awareness of self. It's looking in the mirror. It's saying, what are some of my first thoughts? And we actually walk people through protocols of almost like test to identify where you might have those blind spots, where you might have those hidden biases that you don't even know about, right? And that first stage is just the awareness of ourselves. The second stage is the wisdom of others. And that's where we try to understand what others' life experiences might be. Because I can't speak to someone else's lived experiences because I haven't lived their life. So the second phase is understanding as much as we possibly can about other people's lived experiences so that we can understand the people within society a little bit more. And then the third phase is the empowerment phase, where we bring that all together to unite society. So we have to take that in steps. And too often, especially right now in society, because social justice is a very polarizing topic, you have people on both sides. One side is, we can't move fast enough. Let's hurry up and get to action. And we're actually causing a lot of harm that way because we're not taking the steps to realize how it impacts people before we go to action. And then on the other side, we have, this is 2024. This isn't happening anymore. We just need to move on. And then we have everyone in the middle of that. And our goal is to say, no one on this spectrum is wrong. And until we can understand each other's thoughts and perspectives, we're not going to be able to unite society. So it's about listening to one another, and it's about looking in the mirror and saying, I have the ability, the authority, and the power to make a difference in my corner, which will ultimately set a wave of reactions that will set forward a whole motion of change. And just like my wall behind me says, is every single one of us has the opportunity to be the change that we want to see in the world. And what we say a little bit different is, we all need to be the change that we need in the world, because the world needs a lot of change right now, and we need a lot of healing. And it's up to each and every one of us to do that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, because it can seem like really, really big. And how can I, you know, me in my little world and corner of the arena here do anything? But then you're also saying it's as little as, you know, you're just having a conversation and affecting that conversation more towards a positive versus a possible negative.
Right. Think about the last conversation you had where you felt truly seen, heard, welcomed, and valued. And in that conversation, when you walk away feeling like, man, they get me, they see me, they hear me, they respect me, aren't you more wanting to have either another conversation with them or to refer them out or to see them be successful? Don't you want that person to win as much as possible because they helped you to feel seen, heard, welcomed, and valued?
Yeah, absolutely.
So as a business owner, wouldn't it be amazing if all of us, and not just as business owners, as people, if we treated every single person with that same idea of, we all deserve to be seen, heard, welcomed, and valued, imagine the go-giver attitude and imagine the waves of impact that would follow if we all treated one another with those four core tenets of, we all deserve to be seen, heard, welcomed, and valued.
Yeah, absolutely. And imagine the culture that you would have within your company as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And then the company ends up being a part of that ripple effect, and how they engage your clients, and how new ones come into your space. Right. So even if you just utilize it to support your own internal company, how that just alone would support all the people that you then serve and being that change you see in the world. I love that kind of reframe of, you know, that is something that you can control and affect, like today, right? What is something that we can start doing today?
The number one that we can start doing right now immediately is genuinely taking interest in every conversation we have. Too often in society, I mean, a common example is, we walk by someone, oh, hey, how are you today? But we don't wait for the answer, right? It might be passing down the cubicle. It might be a quick phone call. You get a phone call from someone, hey, how are you? Okay, yeah, I just want to make an appointment. But you don't actually wait for the how are you. And what we can do as individuals is simply value one another enough to ask a question that we genuinely want to hear the answer for. Don't ask a question out of nicety. Ask a question out of curiosity, and then lean into that curiosity and allow yourself to learn, because every single one of us can learn something from every single one of us.
Yeah.
And today, right now, if all of us just had the intention of, I'm going to make sure that I'm genuinely listening to every single person I communicate with today. It sounds so simple, but if you really take an honest look at the conversations you've had today, I would venture to think that at least one of the conversations up to this point, there hasn't been as much listening as there could have been.
Yeah.
And
Well, and
that's
it's
because we're so busy.
yeah. Well, and we just like, okay, let's just get to the point. Let's have the meeting. Let's get straight to it. Versus, that human connection.
And even if we're dealing with a high D, right? If we're thinking of the DISC profile and a high D just wants to get to business, right? Even someone who wants to get right to business still wants to feel seen, heard, welcomed, and valued. So it's not just about the niceties as much as listening to everyone's viewpoint, right? Sometimes it's the niceties, depends on the relationship you have with the person. But other times it's just about, huh, that's an interesting idea. Thanks for sharing. Instead of just glossing over someone's idea that they share, or I want to make sure that I'm meeting your needs today. Start off every conversation with, what are you hoping to accomplish? I want to make sure I get that done for you today. What would make the next half hour a really good use of your time? I'm going to do my best to deliver that for you.
So when you see this start to be implemented into organizations or just people in general that you're working with, what are some of the outcomes that you're seeing that you're like, oh yeah, we didn't even come into it looking for that, but that's a crazy awesome outcome that we got because of it?
Yeah, I think one of the pieces that I wasn't expecting, but now we are putting that in as a deliverable and as an outcome because so many of our clients experienced it, was when we were looking with larger organizations, we were seeing a much higher retention rate after our work. And that wasn't something that we were explicitly saying, yes, that makes sense. But now that we're doing the work even more and we're seeing all of the analytics and the data that support it, it makes complete sense.
It
Because
totally
if
makes
people
sense.
feel seen, heard, welcomed, and valued, of course they're going to want to stay. But that didn't start out as our value proposition.
Yep.
Our value
Yeah.
proposition with companies started as we want to help you make sure that everyone in your organization is seen, heard, welcomed, and valued, right? We want to make sure that people get along. We want to make sure there's less grievances. We want to help people understand one another. But we've realized that it also helps with retention. It also helps with internal promotion because people want to be leaders of people that they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
So it helps with internal promotion. It helps with retention. There's so many benefits to individual companies. And then with B2C, so people who are selling to consumers directly, they're seeing tremendous increase across diverse clientele. So they're diversifying their client base because they're more aware of who they're targeting, either consciously or unconsciously, and who they're not targeting because of the biases they hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. Wow, so many good things within that. That you're right, you wouldn't, it's like, okay, yeah, logically it makes sense. You're seen, you're heard. I would want to stay with a company where they, make me feel that. And I would want to bring other people like me into the organization. Or, coming from the B2C side, if you've got a mastermind group or something, and this is a really great community that you've started to develop where everybody is seen and heard, they would also want to bring their friends to be a part of it. Because that is probably one of the biggest reasons why I think events work so well in our industry is because we support them in being seen and heard when they're not in their normal day-to-day life. And they come to an event and they're like, oh, I'm surrounded by other people that are just like me, that are in the same spot that I'm in. And you're doing the same thing, but doing it like at a deeper level within the organization or to reach a larger audience.
Because when we don't feel like we're alone, there's so much power in that. And that's one of those pieces that are so important for us is even if someone can't necessarily understand every lived experience that you've had, if there's at least one or two similarities amongst your lived experiences, then you can learn to really feel like you belong because there's others who can relate. We all want to relate to someone else. We all want to feel that understanding and to be understood. And like you just said, those conference, the idea of having a conference of like-minded people, it's not about everyone does the same thing. It's about everyone has similar goals and aspirations, and people don't feel so alone. And we're empowered as individuals and as humans when we know we're not alone.
Yeah. So that we can go out and make change in the world. I love
Exactly.
it. Megan, this has been very eye-opening and refreshing, and looking at it from a kind of a different lens, which still helps people in their visibility. It helps them in their credibility. It helps them get out into the world in a bigger way. So I appreciate you doing the work that you're doing. If people are really super excited and be like, I hadn't thought about it before, but I'm curious to kind of go down this rabbit hole with Megan, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you? And do you happen to have a gift for our audience to test some things out?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for offering the opportunity to offer a free gift. But the number one piece is that awareness, like I shared. And in order to gain that awareness, we have a couple different ways. The first is the quiz. So I am an international bestselling author. My book just came out about 2 months ago, and the book serves as a journal prompt and reflection guide, along with the idea of social justice reform. And there is a quiz that will help people identify without shame or blame. It'll just humanize it and say, this is the stage you're at in your own social justice transformation. There are 7 stages. The quiz takes less than 5 minutes. And once you take that quiz, I believe you said that you'll put the link in the information piece. Once people take that quiz, they'll get a whole bunch of resources that align directly to their stage of transformation. And then there's also going to be a link there where they can book a free call with someone on our team to go through their specific stage. So we'll do a customized call with any of your listeners to really help them embrace whatever stage they're at in social justice transformation, and then think of some next steps that are tangible next steps, concrete next steps that they can start doing immediately to continue through that transformation.
Beautiful. Okay. Yes, we will have the link to the quiz in the show notes. So make sure that you definitely click on that to take the quiz and then meet with her team to, move it forward. My last question for you, what is a takeaway or memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with?
That every single one of us deserves to be seen, heard, welcomed, and valued, and that every single one of us has the opportunity and the ability to be the change that we need in the world. So none of us are too small or too big to do so. And it is our responsibility as humans to make sure that we leave a legacy for future generations that is better than the generation we're living in today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank our audience for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take these lessons and these resources that you've learned here, start implementing them, and create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #CreatingPowerfulImpact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.